नमस्कार, स्वागत है आपका। हेलो, यू आर लिसनिंग टू news18.com's Daybreak।
इन केस यू मिस्ड इट, अ स्पेशल एंटी टेरर कोर्ट ऑन अक्विटेड राइट विंग एक्टिविस्ट स्वामी असीमानंद एंड फोर अदर्स इन द 2007 मक्का मस्जिद ब्लास्ट केस, रूलिंग दैट द प्रोसिक्यूशन फेल्ड टू प्रूव चार्जेस अगेंस्ट देम। A massive blast had ripped through the Mecca Masjid on May 8, 2007 during Friday prayers, killing 9 people and wounding 58. The case was initially probed by the local police before being transferred to the CBI and finally in 2011 to the NIA, the country's premier anti-terror investigation agency. 10 people with alleged links to Hindu right-wing organizations were accused in the case. However, only 5 of them who were acquitted on Monday faced trial. The BJP's second list with 82 names proves that party's chief ministerial candidate B.S. Yediyurappa still has clout and he has managed to secure tickets for most of his loyalists. The 4 BJP MLAs who went to jail during the BJP regime have also been nominated by the party. The Saffron Party seems to be focused more on winnability than any other considerations. Yediyurappa, who was on back foot till last week, has regained the strength and has an upper hand in selecting the candidates. Take a look at the names of the candidates on the second list. Monsoon rains are likely to be 97% of their long-term average in 2018, the Meteorological Department has said, raising the possibility of economic growth in a pre-election year and reassuring farmers ahead of summer planting in a country where only half of the farmland is irrigated. A video has surfaced giving a new twist to the Unnao rape case, in which the doctor who had conducted the medical test of the rape survivor last year claims that she is not a minor. A woman lecturer of private college in Arupukottai was taken into custody in connection with her alleged advice to students to adjust with some officials in return for higher marks and money in what is seen as a suggestion for sexual favour. When K.S. Puttanaiah died of a massive cardiac arrest in February this year, the 68-year-old legislator from Melukot was fondly remembered by various leaders from across party lines. In Chief Minister Siddaramaiah's words, the farmer movement had lost a tall leader, one who knew the realities on the ground. And when it came to the question of replacing him, his supporters quickly turned on to his son, Darshan Puttanaiah. 40-year-old Darshan left his job at tech firm in the US for Karnataka polls. Numbers can sometimes have a funny way of putting things into perspective, perhaps by coincidence. An RTI reply revealed that the Congress government in Karnataka had spent around Rs. 56 crores over the last 3 months to highlight achievements of Chief Minister Siddaramaiah. The same number, 56, was also touted by Prime Minister Narendra Modi at an elections rally in the run-up to the 2014 general elections. He had famously directed the 56-inch ki chhati barb at Mulayam Singh Yadav, saying that a 56-inch chest is needed to develop UP like Gujarat. This weekend, when people from all over the nation came out into the streets to voice their uproar against the horrific incidents of rape in Jammu and Kashmir's Kathua and Uttar Pradesh's Unnao districts, the BJP MP from Unnao, Sakshi Maharaj, was busy inaugurating a nightclub named Let's Meet. Ironically, the ultra-conservative seer-turned-politician has always railed against partying. In an embarrassment to the All India Institute of Medical Sciences, a 19-year-old man was found masquerading as a doctor on the hospital premises for almost 5 months. Adnan Khurram had made contacts among doctors across departments as well as medical students and even used his fake doctor's accreditation to attend various medical and political events. At the recently completed 2018 Commonwealth Games in Gold Coast, India produced some scintillating moments of sporting excellence. Here's a recap of the fortnight with the spotlight on the 10 standout moments. What happened when Sachin Tendulkar tried his hand at gully cricket? Take a look. Agree or disagree? The stage is set for the 2019 Lok Sabha elections. Key players are making their moves with great caution, but the picture is becoming clearer as the opposition closes in to challenge Prime Minister Narendra Modi for another term in office. By poll results in Gorakhpur and Phulpur have made a dent in the TINA. There is no alternative factor. And with elections just 12 months away, the Modi factor is being pulled from all sides by regional satraps. The politics of confrontation practiced by the BJP is now coming back with equal ferocity. Detractors are retaliating with a newfound aggression, and raids on opposition leaders of fake news orders have only galvanized an amorphous opposition to take a concrete shape. Gang rape and murder is a horrific crime. A crime warranting the harshest penalties in every country in the world. Yet, there are circumstances when such a crime is not just a crime where it is committed but becomes an international crime, one which under international law, every country in the world is mandated to act against it and prevent. In this context, the question is, was the horrific gang rape and murder of a 10-year-old child in Kathua committed with the intent to destroy in whole or in part the Bakherwal community of nomads? Reports on the charge sheet filed by the crime branch of the state police tend to suggest so. Avi Singh argues that this warrants that a charge of genocide to brought, defend and adjudicated. On Reel. People gathered on Sunday in New Delhi's Parliament Street to protest against the rape and murder of an 8-year-old girl in Kathua, against those playing politics over the child's rape and killing. Take a look.
Thank you for joining in. Stay tuned for more.